Hey Dale, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically. Welcome to the New England area. Dale Barnett is the national commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. Ooh, that's a lot of people.
Yes, and so much of our membership represents the best of America, those veterans out there who have served their nation. And I'm just honored to be the national commander of this great organization.
Wonderful. Well, we're talking about veterans' health and taking care of the veterans, as we all agree, is paramount. But it's a struggle. It's been a conversation for decades. Why is it such a struggle, Dale?
Well, if you understand that the VA is such a large organization that treats so many unique needs of veterans, it's a complex situation. But I will tell you, I've seen some progress that has been made under the leadership of VA Secretary Bob McDonald. One of the things that I've been doing as I've gone, and I probably have been to at least 50 VA facilities in the last 8 months, just about every week I'm at a different VA, is he's got an analysis tool that allows them to look at that particular VA healthcare system with many strategic areas that he's looking at, and they get a report card. And being a retired teacher myself, I kind of like that. And then if we can strategically and laserly look at specific areas, that's helped me a lot as the national commander as I go out with my teams and we look at the VA healthcare system. But I think we've got a dialogue going. Of course, we need greater accountability, and I certainly have talked about that when I've been with members of Congress and in my testimony in February.
Yeah, and that's where it's focused, isn't it? It's kind of on Congress. I mean, it's president or anything like that. It's on Congress to make advances and to tweak these programs. That's where it lies, isn't it?
Well, you know, Congress it represents us. It represents the people. And, you know, it gives the money and it allocates the money. And I think Congress has done a good job. I don't think it's a funding issue with the VA, nor do I see that any of the Veteran Service Organization. What it has to be, though, is a commitment from each and every employee of the veterans' health care system that they're going to provide the best care possible. And if they don't, they should be held accountable.
Yeah. It's been criticized recently for quite some time, that the quality of care at a VA hospital differs from the quality of care at a non-VA hospital where the public goes. Is that accurate?
I think it's totally inaccurate. I think that once the individual veteran gets to their health care provider, that the health care is as good as any. And I think we've got the statistics that back up that the patient satisfaction level is even with those of the best hospitals in the country.
Yeah.
Where we have problems is the frustration that many veterans experience getting to their health care provider. The appointment system needs to be modernized. And I'll be going to Washington Wednesday and meeting with the VA secretary, and I'm going to tell him exactly that many of the patients are still complaining that they're that it's difficult to get their appointments, and also our claim system needs some major reforming. But I think it's the health care that once they get to the providers, I think it's equal to or exceeds that of the outside communities.
But would it be easier for a person of the general public to get that type of attention, to get an appointment, not to jump so many hurdles as compared to the VA system?
I think that the VA system, if you get to the, once you're seen and you're really talking to that person that gets you the appointment, it's great. But I will tell you the frustration that people experience all across this nation on health care I think actually the VA is working to make it the Cadillac provided by helping the veterans. And many of those veterans, especially our older veterans or those who've had some very harsh wounds of war, those are the people that need that extra attention, and I think we
sure.
need to continue to provide that.
So what you're saying is the system is it's specific toward veterans, so tweaking that system could be a Cadillac, as you said, for an entire healthcare system because it's small enough to be able to manipulate it into its finest attributes.
I couldn't agree more, Ron. I think that's the thing. I think the problem is the VA is so big that
yeah.
when you get some outliers there, and
yeah.
there are plenty of stories that I could share or other people could share of where maybe the VA healthcare system failed them. But I would also tell you any of your listeners out there that probably they've experienced problems with their own healthcare system not being, let's say, perfect in every case. So I think our healthcare system across our nation has certainly had a lot of tweaking done on it in the last few years, and I think we still need a ways to go in our healthcare delivery system across our nation.
We do. We sure do. I don't know why it has to cost $500 just to see a doctor. I don't understand how that all got out of control for the entire nation, not only for veterans, but I don't understand this price escalation, how they get away with that. I don't know. I know someday I'll be paying $10 for a pencil, and that makes no sense.
Well, we hope not, but you're absolutely right. Healthcare costs are something that we really need to look back at as a national priority, and I think the VA healthcare system could be the one that we could work the hardest on to
yeah.
get it right, and maybe it will continue to be a model for other healthcare delivery systems. And I know that we've got a MyVA review that we're bringing in the best of the private sector to look at ways to continue to improve the delivery of health care to our veterans.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you one more question before we part here and find out where to get more information. PTSD is, it's so common. Why is that not somewhat preventable while someone is serving, while they are with the military? It seems like that condition is created, obviously, and then those symptoms are dumped into the healthcare system. Why is it not treated while someone is active on duty?
Well, PTSD and TBI wounds are sometimes very hard to diagnose. And certainly, I know I served 26 years in the military, and stress is a strange thing, and I'm not a medical professional, but I do know that when we have 22 suicides a day with our veterans because of issues related, we need to do everything we can. And that's why the American Legion has been promoting alternative ways to look at treatment for PTSD. And we take nothing off the table. We think that there's ways to get people's minds away from that stressful period, and many of our service members have served so many extended periods. This is unprecedented for many of them, with 6, 7, 8 deployments into harm's way. And when we think of my father, who was a World War II veteran, it was a 3-year period, and some of the intensity of that conflict was with those service members for the rest of their lives. So it's something we need to look at, and certainly it's a priority of the American Legion to take care of those.
Because it's almost a normal occurrence from that activity, and I guess the only time the government ever dealt with it while they were active in the military was to hand out cigarettes. Anyway.
Okay.
It's true. Okay. Where can we get more information?
Our website is legion.org. There's a plethora of information of all sorts of different things, to include how to donate to our causes. And by the way, all our charities, 100% goes to the cause you get. So we take care of soldiers. We take care of veterans and their families. How to join our organization is on there, plus a lot of information on a variety of topics through videos is available at legion.org.
Beautiful. Dale, thank you for what you do. They couldn't have elected a better national commander. Congratulations to you on that.
Well, Ron, thank you so much, and certainly have enjoyed talking with you.
You take care now.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye.